Jesus is risen. And may the grace and the presence of our risen Lord be with you all this day. A gate, a door, as we heard this morning, a way in and a way out. From the gate for the fence in your yard to the door into where you work. From the big rolling door at the auto shop to the great gate of Kiev from the Mussorgsky music piece. We have all entered in and then exited out by means of a gate into theater, ball games, amusement parks. We enter by the gate. Back out of work at the end of the day, or out of the store when you're finally finished, or when you're heading over to go visit the neighbors, we also leave by a gate or by a door. Today in the gospel reading, Jesus tells us that he is our gate. Jesus is the way in and the way out, but the question to me always arises, the gate to where? The gate for what? Jesus is our gate to life, real life, true life, eternal life, which for me is life connected to the eternal one. At the end of our gospel reading this morning, Jesus says to us, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That is where our gate leads us to, life, and to living as followers of Jesus and as children of God. Jesus is the gate we have to life with God in a restored relationship. You see, as sinful human beings, our relationship with God has been broken apart by sin, by us. It's been broken by our sinfulness. And because of all of that, we tremble, afraid in a world we created. We tremble afraid in a world that's filled with thieves and bandits and strangers, that's filled with the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Jesus is claimed to be our gate, come to life and find credence after the resurrection. As God's love flows to us, as God's love repairs our broken relationship, God no longer sees us as broken sinners. Instead, God sees us through the lens of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, our gateway to life, with God in a relationship that has been restored by that same Jesus. His death and resurrection gives us this new life. Jesus is the gate to a life with the love of God flowing to us fully and completely. In his crucifixion, Jesus shows us the depth of his love for all of us. But in his resurrection, Jesus shows us the breadth of that love as the goodness and care of God becomes ours. Not because we've earned it or deserved it, but because of God's grace to us all. That grace, that undeserved love that is now ours. Through Jesus Christ. Too long we presumed that we could earn God's love or favor. We thought we could do that only to show over and over and over again that we don't and we can't. We can never earn it. We don't deserve it. But in Jesus' life and living, in his suffering and death, and in his resurrection, Jesus has become the gateway to a life where God's love is with us and where the kingdom of God is at hand. When we are in need of forgiveness, when we are in need of guidance and strength, when we need comfort and blessing, the gate to God's love is open in Jesus. When the devil, the world, and our sinful selves gang up on us to try to take us down, the gate to God's presence and love is open in Jesus. God is with us because of Jesus. And he stands as our gate to a life filled with the love of God flowing to us fully and completely. Jesus is also the gate to a life that we can live for the sake of others. See, gates let people out as well as in. Jesus, our gate, leads us to lives of care and service for others. The risen Christ challenged his disciples to come and find him because he was going out into the world ahead of them. The risen Christ challenges us to do the same thing. As the gate to our life of service, Jesus provides us with an example as well as inspiration for those lives. Jesus reminds us that he can be found in the last, in the least, in the lost, in the left out. Jesus also encourages us to start with what we know, and Jesus meets us where we are. You see, we are Jesus' other. And Jesus now encourages us to share the love of God with those around us, with our others. Because the love of God is not something that is supposed to sit on a shelf. Rather, it is to be lived and shared. It is encouraged and lavished as we are able. Jesus is our gateway to this life. Live for the sake of others. Through the gate that is Jesus, we have the opportunity to come into God's presence for strength and guidance. We come here. We come to this table. From all of these places, we are also encouraged to remember our baptism and to find solace and inspiration from the Word. Jesus is our way in, into the family of God, into the community of saints. And through the gate that is Jesus, we then have opportunity to go out into the world and care for those neighbors. The world around us needs the love of God so desperately. And through Jesus, we get to bring that love with us wherever we go. There are people who need assistance. There are people who need a shoulder on which to cry, an ear that will listen, a person who would be willing to help. Jesus is our way into the world, not all by ourselves, with no clue about what it is we're supposed to do, but rather with Jesus by our side, surrounded by our sisters and brothers who are also looking to live the love of God in all that we do. All of those things, and Jesus is the gate to it all. In our gospel today, Jesus also speaks of those we might try to follow. We could go with our shepherd, who is also our gate, or else thieves and bandits and strangers. Thieves and bandits and strangers can never provide God's love for us or for others. They will always make claims. They will always lead us on a merry chase, but they will always lead us away from God and focus us on ourselves only. Thieves and bandits and strangers are always trying to distract us by making it seem like we're supposed to be number one. It is never the other that is a focus, unless, of course, you can use that other for your own benefit. Thieves and bandits and strangers steal our attention, they steal our energy, and they leave us empty. And Jesus is warning us against them, but also reminding us from where our strength really comes, from our gate, from our shepherd, from our Lord and Savior. Jesus came to be our gate to life, that we might have life and have it abundantly. The life that we get to live, this love that we get to share, is wondrous in the extreme. But it is not always an easy time for anyone. Thieves and bandits and strangers might try to sell you that life should be easy, but that's not the case. If we follow Jesus and live as God's children, there will be no lack for effort for us in our living. And there will always be plenty of possibilities for suffering as we live our faith. Struggle is real. And the devil, the world, and our sinful selves add to that struggle. But life is so much more full when the love of God stands with you. Today, in the middle of our celebration of Easter, we once again sit at the feet of our Lord and we listen as the shepherd tells us of God's love for us all. We hear his voice and we get to follow him into the world. Jesus is our gateway to the life, to the love, to the opportunities before us as children of God. Let us give thanks for our gate and then go into the world to share the love a love that will lead us to proclaim this profound and amazing truth. Jesus is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen.